What a game to look forward to. The first time in your long career that you've played competitively a Premier League side?
Yeah, it's my career and for the club as well. And the added bonus of it being Leicester, obviously the link with Jamie Vardy, it's a good day for the club.
Have you actually had words with Jamie? Have you spoken to him or texted him since the draw was made?
A few texts, but not spoken to him, no. But a few texts, obviously. You want to get a shirt, don't you? That's the first thing on your mind. But obviously, we're going trying to beat him. But it'd be good to see him tomorrow, Saturday even.
That's, of course, if he plays. He has got a bit of an injury at the minute, so how do you see it?
I'm not sure about his injury. I know he didn't play the last game for Leicester, so I'm not sure if he's going to be available or not. But he said he will be at the grounds, so I'm still going to have a catch-up with him.
We'll talk about Matt Fleetwood in just a second, but I mean, his career has gone on to amazing things, amazing heights. He's a household name now. He's famous, isn't he? Did you ever see, envisage that he would one day become the player that he is today when he was here?
Well, yeah, I think he'd be England international, hold the Premier League scoring consecutive game record. You never thought that, but you did know he had something about him. Obviously, the level he was playing at the time was the conference, and sometimes it looked too easy for him. But he's got a good work rate, good attitude, and he's took that into the Premier League, the way he closed his defenders down and his work rate for the team. He was doing that for us, so when I seen him doing it in the Premier League, it was no surprise.
Are you surprised by the quality of some of the goals that he scores these days? Did you ever think that he could score those kinds of goals when he was here?
He scored some very good goals for us, but it's a different level doing it in the Premier League. But obviously he's got better as a player, working with top players and top coaches. And obviously he's a confident lad as it was, so after you start scoring a few goals, his confidence will be up. So he's scored some great goals for Leicester, but like I said, didn't really surprise me.
Potentially you could be marking him on Saturday, so what kind of challenges does that bring for you?
Like I said, speed is his main asset, and anyone don't give you a moment's peace, so if you do play marking him, I'd be in for a tough game, and he puts himself about and he won't give you a moment's peace.
Do you try and avoid getting too tight because he can turn you? He's like, did you just sort of need to stand off him a little bit?
Still trying to work him out. The Premier League defenders are still trying to work him out. If you do drop off him, it's going to create space for players like, if he's playing Mahrez, Demarai Gray in between the lines. If you try and close the gap in the lines, then they'll put it in behind for Vardy's pace. So it's a difficult thing. You need to see what's the best situation at the time.
It's an amazing tie to look forward to, though, isn't it? All those players that you've mentioned rolling off the tongue, they are really well-known household names in the Premier League, and they're coming to Highbury Stadium. I mean, it just doesn't get much better than that. Potentially, this is the biggest game for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously, we wanted a Premier League side, and we got Leicester. From a player's point of view, you want one of the big clubs away from home. Obviously, you don't get a chance to play them stadiums in your career. It's going to be a tough game. Premier League champions not so long ago. Like I said, just to test yourself against like top international players, see how far off it you are or how close you are to them, whatever way you see it. It'll be a good challenge for us.